Well, today we come to the closing of the journey of the Acts of the Holy Spirit. What a wonderful guide he's been. Haven't we been through some dangerous places? Shipwrecks, left for dead at Lystra, and had 400 and some odd soldiers to protect us and horses to ride. And we've been before some mighty great people. We've heard one man say, at some more convenient time, I believe I'll call for you. Of course, it never came. Another one said, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. And Paul, of course, said, that's not enough. But today, we come to arrive over at Rome. Chapter 28, verse 1. And when they were escaped, then they knew that the island was called Melita. And the barbarous people showed us no little kindness, for they kindled a fire and received us every one because of the present rain and because of the cold. And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there came a viper out of the heat and fastened on his hand. And when the barbarians saw the venomous beast hang on his hand, they said among themselves, no doubt this man is a murderer, whom though he had escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffereth not to live. And he shook off the beast into the fire and felt no harm. Howbeit, they looked when he should have swollen or fallen down dead suddenly. After they'd looked a great while and saw no harm come to him, they changed their minds and said that he was a god. In the same quarters were possessions of the chief man of the island, whose name was Publius, who received us and lodged us 3 days courteously. It came to pass that the father of Publius lay sick of a fever and of a bloody flux, to whom Paul entered in and prayed, laid his hands on him, and healed him. So when this was done, others also, which had diseases in the island, came and were healed, who also honored us with many honors. And when we departed, they laded us with such things as were necessary. And after 3 months, we departed in a ship of Alexandria, which had wintered in the isle, whose sign was Castor and Pollux. And landing at Syracuse, we tarried there 3 days, and from thence we fetched a compass and came to Rhegium. And after 1 day the south wind blew, and we came the next day to Puteoli, where we found brethren and were desired to tarry with them 7 days. And so we went toward Rome, from whence, when the brethren heard of us, they came to meet us as far as Appii Forum and the three taverns, whom when Paul saw, he thanked God and took courage. And when we came to Rome, oh, would you let me stop to say, after he'd been riding with these heathens, 276, you remember, at one time, and now then, the Christians comes to meet him. And he thanked God and took courage. Most of us probably don't understand and know how to have sweet fellowship with Christians, because we've got folks all along the trail that he didn't have. And when we came to Rome, the centurion delivered the prisoners to the captain of the guard, but Paul was suffered to dwell by himself with a soldier that kept him. It came to pass that after 3 days, Paul called the chief of the Jews together, and when they were come together, he said unto them, men and brethren, though I have committed nothing against the people or customs of our fathers, yet was I delivered prisoner from Jerusalem into the hands of the Romans, who, when they had examined me, would have let me go, because there was no cause of death in me. But when the Jews spake against it, I was constrained to appeal unto Caesar, not that I had aught to accuse my nation of. For this cause, therefore, have I called for you, to see you, and to speak with you, because that for the hope of Israel I am bound with this chain. And they said unto him, we neither received letters out of Judea concerning thee, neither any of the brethren that came showed or spake any harm of thee. But we desire to hear of thee what thou thinkest. For as concerning this sect, we know that everywhere it's spoken against. Not too good a reputation, was it? Talking about the Christians. Everywhere it's spoken against. And when they had appointed him a day, there came many to him into his lodging, to whom he expounded and testified the kingdom of God, persuading them concerning Jesus, both out of the law of Moses and out of the prophets, from morning till evening. And some believed the things which were spoken, and some believed not. And when they agreed not among themselves, they departed after that Paul had spoken one word. Well spake the Holy Ghost by Isaiah the prophet unto our fathers, saying, Go unto this people, and say, Hearing ye shall hear, and shall not understand. Seeing ye shall see, and not perceive. For the heart of this people is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes have they closed, lest they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. Be it known therefore unto you, that the salvation of God is sent unto the Gentiles, and that they will hear it. And when he had said these words, the Jews departed, and had great reasoning among themselves. And Paul dwelt 2 whole years in his own hired house, and received all that came in unto him, preaching the kingdom of God, and teaching those things which concern the Lord Jesus Christ, with all confidence, no man forbidding him. Wherever he went, he presented Jesus. And I've presented and will present Jesus to my generation and to your home. Daddy, have you ever received him? Mother, do you know him? And do you know him? Young husband and wife, do you know that you're building a Christian home? What kind of a home will your children have when they come into this world? Will it be a Christian daddy, a praying daddy? Will you let me help you with that this year? Pray with me now. Our Father, I thank thee for the privilege of visiting in this home today. What a blessing. And I pray that you'll meet their needs. I know some are not feeling well. I pray to bless them right now and heal their bodies. Give them faith to believe. You sent your word and healed them. Speak the word only and he should be made whole. Now, Father, help the people to know that this daily devotional of reading the Word of God can mean healing for their minds, bodies, and souls, and can provide all of their needs financially. I believe that. You've taught me to believe that. And, Lord, you know how great my needs are today. Oh, help the people to pray, to share, to care. And I pray that we may learn to walk daily by faith. Bless the pastor of these dear ones. Bless the preachers and evangelists and missionaries everywhere. And, Father, bless our 6 homes. And, dear Lord, we pray for especially the radio ministry. God, help us to get the message out. May the people tune in every day. Thank you now for being toured across the Holy Land with the Holy Spirit and going into the churches, being in the shipwreck. Father, so wonderful how you took care of Brother Paul and took care of the heathens because they had a man of God alone. Help us, Lord, that we might protect the people. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, we're going to head for the book of Romans tomorrow. I hope you'll be along. Listen for the doorbell. Thank you.